get started, I know a few years ago you guys had a name change, and there was a whole process behind that whole thing. And so we can do that in another interview, but I think the name is awesome and it still fits with your original membership and stuff. So
sure, we can touch on that quickly. Okay. Yeah, I've been at the credit union now 4 years, and 2 years ago, just over 2 years ago now, we rebranded with the name change. Credit union had actually merged in with a teachers credit union from another county back mm-hmm. in the 90s, mm-hmm. and at that time became a community credit union back in the 90s, covering two counties in Florida. But they kept the name of Kennedy Space Center Federal Credit Union. So as they expanded into the community, it was kind of uneven mm-hmm. success with that, because mm-hmm. there was a perception that you had to join be affiliated with the Space Center in order to join the credit union. So, it was a tough decision because it was so prestigious at the same time, being affiliated with Kennedy Space Center and all the wonderful things, the great works they've done mm-hmm. over the years. So, we hired Ralston Partners to help us through that process of rebranding, and they really helped us, craft. They recommended a new name of Launch as a name that really honored our roots.
I think it's perfect.
And also was more inclusive of the teachers mm-hmm. that launched the success of our children, and just more inclusive of people in the community
as a whole.
So yeah, I think it's gone well, and I really like the fact that they, one of the reasons we picked Rouse was because they really felt like you needed a name, not a made up word mm-hmm. or some kind of acronym, and so it's really, I think they captured the essence of the credit union.
And it's memorable too, so you remember it. So.
Yes.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right, let's switch gears to another topic that we were talking about a little earlier, mm-hmm. board transformation, which DDJ Myers helped you guys out with. We were talking with DD Myers downstairs. So tell us about that whole thing, because working with boards today is a little bit different than it was, 20 years ago or so, and bringing in new, fresh ideas and stuff like that. Can you tell us kind of the process that went on there with your board and the results as well?
Yep. Yeah, as similar to a lot of credit unions, we're at that point where we have a board that's has a lot of senior citizens mm-hmm. on it, long-term mm-hmm. board members that are now anticipating that they're going to be leaving the board mm-hmm. in the near future. And I really admire the board that they kind of recognized that reality and said, okay, how do they as a group and we as a credit union deal with that and, mm-hmm. and have a smooth transition and not just kind of leave it up to haphazardly, okay, I'm out of here, you guys figure
have
out
fun,
who to and good luck and figure out who to pick for the open board seat. So they really kind of step back, and at the same token, we're also looking at the issue of the board meetings themselves and the governance structure, committee mm-hmm. structure being kind of out of date. So they hired DD to come in and really help revamp the board meeting, the board agenda, the whole committee structure, and DD really just helped facilitate it.
Okay.
It really came out of the board themselves mm-hmm. in terms of what they wanted to do. They really wanted to shift the board meetings from an 85% tactical type focus to an 85% strategic focus, and they just didn't know how to quite get there.
Gotcha.
And it was really interesting to see. I was kind of participated on the side of these different facilitation sessions, so I'd be asked to chime in every once in a while, but for the most part, it really came out of the board themselves mm-hmm. in terms of what their new committee structure should look like, in terms of the information they felt they needed to govern the credit union more on a strategic level. Mm-hmm. And so this new committee structure was designed. And then one of the committees that came out of that was dubbed the Board Development Committee. And that committee was really assigned development of the existing board members, but also to come up with a succession planning process mm-hmm. for the board itself.
Oh, good idea.
And that's what they're still, sort of working through that process now, kind of the first time around in that cycle, that annual cycle. But they developed a concept of an associate board member, which is appointed for 1 year. They attend the board mm-hmm. meetings as a non-voting board member, but mm-hmm. they actively participate and vote in one of the committees.
Oh. Okay.
So there's sort of a board member in training. There's mm-hmm. all an onboarding program, and they actually use Q's and a lot of the Q's online training
mm-hmm.
to help orient them. And so they have a whole training program, and the concept is kind of like the minor leagues in baseball. These people would develop. Right.
Yeah.
When they're ready, they come up, and if they're never quite ready, they go, they don't come up. So so it's a way of, I think, those new volunteers getting to know the credit union
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you know, the strategy, getting to know credit unions in general, the dynamics, and we get to know them as well. And so it's a 1 year appointment. We've actually just appointed one. We're interviewing another five next week, and we did a lot of, but even to back up for a sec, the board really identified what competencies they were looking for in future board members. Yeah. And it wasn't necessarily the same people that were on there now. Mm-hmm. You know, so they really felt like, oh, we need some people with financial expertise. We need IT expertise. We need somebody who really understands HR issues. Mm-hmm. So they came up with these, you know, profiles or templates of what these future board members' competencies they were looking for. And then they wanted to continue. We have tremendous diversity on our board right now. So they wanted to continue to have that diversity, but at the same token, we didn't have the diversity in terms of our geographic footprint.
Right,
we were
right.
very heavy around the North Brevard, where the Space Center was. We wanted somebody from South Brevard, wanted, you know, more representation from Volusia County. So we used LinkedIn a lot. We put a LinkedIn ad out there.
Idea.
Yeah,
okay.
And that was another idea that actually Dee Dee just suggested, but yeah, we put an ad out there on LinkedIn, and we got a lot of response from it. You know, and we got some good quality responses, and I actively kind of worked LinkedIn and tried to reach out to people and push the ad out to people in the community that just I didn't necessarily know them, but based on their profile, I'd say these are the type these are the type of people that they're looking for the board. So, we've really been able to come up with a good pool of candidates. You know, many of whom are in their 30s, you know, working full time, very different than the traditional board that many of us have now of the retirees. And so it's really preparing us, I think, for that generational shift. And just it really matches the transformation that we've had at the credit union as a whole. You know, we've had that transformation in the management team and I think in how we're executing our strategic plan. So now I think we'll have that alignment at the board level as well in terms of really transforming into, you know, what we need to be moving forward, not just what we've been in the past.
Total alignment, board, C-suite, staff, and then, man, things flow pretty nicely from there, I assume.
Yeah, well, they are starting to really come together now.
I was going to ask about results type stuff right now.
Yeah, well, I've been there now just about, just celebrated my fourth anniversary. So, and it's been since late last year now, things have really started to come together. Mm-hmm. So this year, I think we're starting to really see the results of the having a clear strategy and some of the things we did to transform our culture within the credit union, and some of the legacy issues that we had, and really working through those, and having a clear strategy, value creation cycle, and then just starting to execute better in terms of our strategy. We really designed our implementation of the strategy around our key processes. We identified 10 key processes. Because at a credit union, you have hundreds of processes.
I can imagine.
So it was, okay, we can't be great at everything.
Yeah.
So the concept came up with, and it's a little bit of a morphing of the balanced scorecard type concept that I've used in the past, but it's really our own version of it. We identified 10 key processes that if we're really good at these 10 key processes, we'll be really successful, even if we're just average at all the other processes.
Right, right. Focus.
Yeah, so we started executing that based on those. We built a process improvement team or PI team around each of those processes that typically involve people from all across the credit union, you know, different functional areas. And they've been very empowered to, you know, really, it's been clear about what their process is. They actually have a flow chart, you know, and measurements of each process and how do they get better at, you know, how do they get better at the processes. And so we've been, you know, each of those teams have been meeting now regularly for about a year. We started it just about a year ago. And we're really starting to see the results this year now. And I think part of it has just been that we're executing much better. So and you know, if you looked at our results out there financially, the results financially always lag the activities.
Right.
I mean, that's just the nature of our business.
Right.
So you really can see, I think this year, our numbers are starting to move, both in terms of loan growth, because we're just doing a better job taking care of our members' needs.
Well, yeah, you're laying a foundation for future. Yeah.
Yep, so you see, doing a better job taking care of our members' borrowing needs, starting to see the loan growth. We're certainly seeing it in the financial side as well. So, so yeah, 2016's been a great year, and we expect even better things next year.
Very cool. All right, wrap-up question for you. What have you learned here that you want to take back to your credit in regards to board transformation or any other type of staffing or processes and procedures type stuff here. Just kind of want to give Q's a quick little pat on the back as well, because I mean, you're here for a reason. So anything from here to help you out to take back?
Well, I've been taking fairly extensive notes through each of the programs, and I do my own debrief when I get back, kind of look at the slides that are available. I make notes as I go through on paper, but I think I really enjoyed a number of the sessions. What's emerging in payments, the payments panel, and then the five key things. That session with Sandeep today was also, I think, very insightful. So, just trying to proactively get out in front of what's going on and then the changing payments landscape, and that alone is good to get kind of updated on that, and
you have to be
stay ahead of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's a key success factor now for a credit union is really that continuous learning.
Yep.
No matter what role you're in, whether you're in a role at the board, in management, or even frontline staff, it's about continuing to learn and the things that I knew and did 15 years ago and was successful doing are now no longer the right recipe for success today.
It's changing.
Things have changed, competitors have changed, technology's changed, our member expectations have changed. So it's that continual learning is really critical, and Q's does a really good job bringing out the best practices in the industry. Mm-hmm. That's one thing I really like about their conference, as well as their magazine that comes out every month, is they really focus on the best practices. They don't just focus on the person that manages to promote themselves most effectively. There are, sometimes you'll go to a conference and there's some speaker and talk about how great they are, and then I go back and look at their actual numbers and I'm like, okay, I'm not seeing it here. they're good at selling themselves, but Q's is good, I think, about discerning and finding out.
Yeah, it's very practical.
It's really useful. Mm-hmm. And they also, you're learning from somebody who's really executing well, or, and so that's that best practices and taking those and trying to apply them and for the benefit of our members.
Great message to end on. Joe, thank you so much for not only the story about the name, but your board transformation as well. I mean, I'd look forward to maybe revisiting in 6 months or so and see how it's going as well. I'm sure the results will continue to flourish as well. So good job.
Yep. Look forward to it.
All right, Joe. All thank right. you very much. Yeah. Well done. Okay. Well done.